This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to spend a lot of quality time, hopefully, with you. This program is about your family, your food, and the farms that the food comes from. I'm someone who runs a small family farm. I am the family farmer in my neighborhood. And so I come to this conversation with lots of expertise and experience. And so when we're talking about how to handle the particular situation we find ourselves in right now, I think that I'm dealing with it, as many of you are, with an eyebrow raised. So the news this week, I'd like to start the program talking about some of the things in the news. A lot of us who are family farmers have become cautiously optimistic, maybe hopeful even, about the new funding source. The SBA has not allowed farmers to participate in any loans for 30-some-odd years. But now they've opened up an online portal which is exclusively for agricultural enterprises, i.e. farmers. You can apply for economic injury disaster loans, also referred to as EIDL loans. This change in policy comes as a government directive. There's been a power struggle between the SBA and Congress. After passage of the coronavirus relief fund, both the House and the Senate sent letters to the administrator of the SBA clarifying what they have told the SBA to do for small farms. But the agency said, no, we're not going to do that. I found that it's so typical of government. No, I'm not going to do that. I don't work for the people. I work for the president or whoever. I mean, who do these people think they are? I guess it gets down to that. Big government gets bigger and bigger. Anyway, the word was that they were prohibited by law. And there is a law on the books for sure that if they were to provide disaster assistance to ag, it would be against the law. Now, the farming sector, I remember talking about this on the air probably 2 months ago when I first started looking around myself. And in the EIDL form that you filled out, there was, if you're an agricultural entity, check here, and then you wouldn't be able to go any further with the form because you couldn't apply because you were a farm. So anyway, I'm thinking about, or I want to know, I have questions myself about how this affects the needs of most of us, most family farmers, because traditionally farmers get disaster relief funds from the Department of Agriculture, the Farm Service Agency, but FSA doesn't cover economic disasters. So because of this pandemic, we all know what has happened to our markets into free fall. Farming organizations like the National Farmers Union and the American Farm Bureau Federation pressuring the SBA to provide equal access. Isn't it amazing that here we have a government that's supposed to be for us? For, what is it, of the people, by the people, for the people? And we all know, and equal justice under the law and all that stuff doesn't happen. It hasn't happened. So they had to go one agency of the government spent time and money to basically sue the other agency of the government so they could help farms. Isn't that crazy? Unbelievable. So now you can get, you get $10,000 that doesn't need to be repaid, loans up to $150,000 used for paying off debt, payroll, other bills, does not cover lost sales or profits. So far, there are a couple of indications. I'm looking at some reports from the National Farmers Union. I belong to both of the farm organizations, the NFU and the American Farm Bureau Federation. The EIDL functioning fairly smoothly without getting bottlenecked up, fairly easy for farmers to access. But I'm told that it takes 2 hours to fill out the darn thing. The SBA program, the payroll protection plan, is having filled it out for my other business. It's a real to get to the lending institution. You better have a relationship with the lending institution. But the EIDL is strictly with the SBA. You don't have to go anywhere else. There isn't any data yet, according to the news sources that I've seen, on the programs. Only 1% of what they had at the beginning went to farms. And so, you know, basically the farm has been ignored. And this is, if there's no other sector that's been more affected by the COVID-19, this is serious business dealing with the COVID-19 and the food marketplace, fruit and vegetable growers and what they have to put up with, not getting help, that sort of thing. So it's helpful. Whether it's enough or not, I guess, remains to be seen. The National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, which activated its membership to advocate for small farmers' inclusion in the EIDL, expressed reservations. The fellow that is deputy director said these programs weren't designed for farmers, and now we're trying to stick them in and see if it works. So let's hope it does, for the benefit of all of us, the people who need the food, the people who produce the food. Very important for us to have a focus on that. And so with that, we're going to move into one of the things that I do here in this program every week is bring you a profile of a person and or a farm that I think offers hope, ideas, suggestions. For those of you who are running small farms, come up with other farms that are doing things successfully, and see if you can learn from that conversation, which is coming up in a matter of moments. Husky Meadows Farm is our focus in up in New York, I think. I'll find out in a minute, from Tacy Hayhurst, who is the director of the farm. Meanwhile, those of you who are wondering about your health and well-being, if you're overweight, and I mean 78% of the country is overweight. A lot of people live on the farm are heavy, too heavy. Can we change that, please? Most of the people that are getting the coronavirus have chronic lung conditions from smoking or being overweight, having diabetes, that sort of thing. So in order to prevent you from going to the hospital or getting really sick, lose your weight. That's the easiest thing. This is almost a painless way of doing it, too. Calitrin is the product I'm talking about. Their website is toploss.com. You can use the discount code DJV. Don't have to pay for shipping. And you get an unlimited buy three, get three free deal as well. That's Calitrin, the weight loss formula that has no stimulants, no drugs. I'll take four of these capsules a night before you go to bed. You'll sleep like a baby. Stay on the program for about 6 months. You'll lose the weight and keep it off. You got to stay healthy, and that requires you to keep the weight off. So please go serve yourself, serve your family, serve your loved ones. Don't become a statistic. Toploss.com. Lose the weight. Keep it off the natural way. Use the discount code DJV for great savings.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Yeah, here's my card.
I order takeout? Use my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at LightStream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LightStream.com/radio for an additional discount. LightStream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/radio for more information.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Continuing on now with the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Tracy Hayhurst, who is from Husky Meadows Farm, website huskymeadowsfarm.com, and she got good connection on Facebook and Instagram at Husky Meadows Farm. So I think, Tracy, the reason that I have you and others on this program is to offer hope, suggestions, ideas, going to successful folks who have done things, taken a niche and created something out of it, that give other farmers who are frustrated or having a tough time maybe an idea or two, that's my hope anyway, that will help them survive and maybe thrive. My first question to you is whether or not you have looked at, we were just talking in the news section of this program about the EIDL funds available from the SBA. Have you had the need, or I think we all need to, but have you had the opportunity to fill out the forms and apply for the aid that's being offered now by the government?
I haven't, actually. I guess I can't really see the economic impact yet of what this means for us. You know, there are small things like changing our CSA distribution where we have to buy a bin for each member so they can take their
social distancing stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, social distancing, but it's, I probably should look into that and take the time to look into that. It's kind of a, as you sure can imagine, a juggling act. We're getting ready for the season and growing things.
Oh, yeah.
And then to sit down and do the office work.
I understand completely. I do about 7 hours of radio work a day in various forms, and then I try to spend 7 or 8 hours a day on my farm. And wow. I've been trying to get to this thing. Actually, just became effective last week, so I've been trying to get to the form and get all the info so I can send it in. I think if you get it in this week, you probably got a chance. But if you go, and I offer this suggestion to everybody listening, you go to SBA/EIDL, and I think there's a /farm, if I'm not mistaken. But that's if you could start with the EIDL option at the SBA website. And then there should be instruction in there. I forgot what I did. I started the application the other day, and then I got frustrated because it took so much time. Yeah, but it's something that's necessary, so I think for everybody you ought to look into it. Describe for us your operation, Tracy, will you please? Let's get a thumbnail sketch of what goes on at Husky Meadows Farm.
Sure. We are a small 2-acre market and CSA garden, really. We have, outside of that 2-acre garden, we do have a baby orchard that's coming into production. We have some old trees and some new trees that are coming into production. We have a little apiary. And we, in the past, the farmers market has been kind of our big revenue stream, and this year it's going to flip-flop, and CSA sign-ups have been kind of off the charts for us. And our farmers market is up in the air because they don't really know the best way to open. So that's what we do.
Okay. This is the American Family Farmer. More from Tracy Hayhurst on this week's edition. In a few moments, I'm Doug Steffen.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my.
This is the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen with Tracy Hayhurst. So, Tracy, what about you? Why did you do this?
I realized that in a couple different experiences that I had, when I was happiest was when I was cooking food for people. I worked in the Appalachian Mountain Club High Mountain Hut, where backpackers stay there, and the hut crew has to backpack in all the perishable food, and then they cook it for the hikers, and it was just amazing because you're out in the middle of nowhere. You can hike when you have free time. It was just really lovely. So I decided that I should go to culinary school, but before I did that, I wanted to get a real understanding of, I guess, seasonality and fresh produce. I was young. I was probably 22. I didn't know different types of tomato varieties or when you shouldn't buy them in the grocery store and, from a quality perspective. So I ended up apprenticing on an organic CSA, and that kind of hugely informed my whole trajectory after that.
Mm-hmm. So you're not a farm kid per se.
I am not a farm kid at all. We had some chickens and a pig or two, and, when I was growing up, but I did not grow up with a farm background. I am from rural Connecticut, but that's a lot of dairy, so it wasn't a lot of vegetable farms here when I was growing up. So I got into organic farming through that apprenticeship, and I did go to culinary school. Eventually I went to Ballymaloe in Ireland because at the time it was really the only school I could find that was really rooted on a farm, and I just couldn't see another way that would have as much impact and interest for me to go to a school where you're inside all day. We have no connection. You're buying your ingredients from big suppliers. I really didn't want to that wasn't going to have a lot of meaning for me.
Right. Okay. So we've got the European influence. You've got domestic influence. You have to figure out sort of, are you on your own? Have you got financing? Do you have somebody to help you do this? Do you own the land? How does all that fit together?
Yeah. So I'll quickly go through what I did after cooking school. I married my fellow apprentice from back then, and we started our own CSA farm.
Uh-huh.
We did that together in northwestern Connecticut until 2014. It was a great community, beautiful land. We owned the farm, and then for lots of reasons...
I hear a butt coming.
Yes, but.
There's a butt here somewhere, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, lots of things and why people close their farms and businesses. I won't really get into all of it. But so then I ended up back in the kitchen working farm to table kind of thing for 3 years. And then I got the opportunity to come back to farming, which was so fantastic. I was buying produce from this little farm, Husky Meadows, and at about the same time the restaurant I was working at was closing, I found out that Husky Meadows lost their farm manager.
Mm-hmm.
So I hopped in because I was about to approach them to see if they would be interested, the owners would be interested in doing farm-to-table culinary
right. So let's hold the story right there. Keep the audience in suspense. We'll find out what happened with that move after these words. This is the American Family Farmer.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump wants to push forward with reopening the country, and he was pushing back on anyone who wants to use caution. Some experts believe schools should remain closed in the fall. The president said he wasn't worried about the children getting the virus.
I don't consider our country coming back if the schools are closed. And it's had very little, very unusual situation. It's had very little impact on young people.
As he appeared alongside the governors of Colorado and North Dakota, the president wasn't asked about the inflammatory syndrome that's now being reported by doctors in 17 states. But he signaled he was aware of the possible risk to children as he urged the reopening of schools in the fall.
With the young children, I mean, and students, just take a look at the statistics. It's pretty amazing.
This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
The Supreme Court heard two cases that could have a significant impact on faithless electors, rogue voters in the Electoral College who cast the formal ballots for the President of the United States. Both cases stem from the 2016 U.S. presidential election concerning three electors in Washington State and one in Colorado who defied their state results and cast their ballots for other candidates. The High Court ruling could have a profound effect on elections should the justices side with the plaintiffs, which include four electors from Washington and Colorado, who argue that state laws requiring them to cast a ballot for the state popular vote winner are unconstitutional. There is no federal law that requires electors to vote for whichever candidate carries the state. But most states have procedures that invalidate faithless electors and replace them with someone who will vote accordingly. There were a total of 10 faithless electors in the 2016 election, which raised concern about their potential to disrupt elections in the future. Some states are urging the Supreme Court to rule against the electors, citing then-Republican nominee George W. Bush's win over Vice President Al Gore in 2000 as an example of how an inability to replace even one elector could throw an election. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to our website at usaradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Moving along now on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with Tracy Hayhurst from Husky Meadow Farm in Connecticut. Connecticut is a beautiful state for farming, and you're right, there used to be a lot of dairy. I've bought a lot of cows from farms over the years in Connecticut. Not so much now because the dairy industry has been decimated by stupid government policy. More so, dairy has been affected much more so than growing produce because of the incursion of these huge agribusinesses and farms that have thousands of cows. It just has, it's made a mess, frankly. The government has allowed these big operations to come in, and they've ruined this is one of the most important parts of family farming, and it's been almost completely destroyed. Although I do see some signs of improvement, especially in upstate New York, where there are farms who've just said, you know what, we're fed up with the government. We're going to do this on our own. We're going to bottle it. We're going to produce. We're going to pure up. Whatever we have to do, we're going to do it. And the way the public is responding, Tracy, is pretty amazing. And so I wonder about that. What are you finding now that people are more aware of their food supply? Are they coming to you and saying, I want more grow, you know, are you getting more members? What's been your experience there as to people getting fed up with not finding things at the grocery store and wanting to go right to the source?
We definitely have a lot more interest this year than in the past. People are doing more research and finding us. It's interesting, as a young company in a small community, you kind of think that everybody knows about you, mm-hmm. and they might know about you in the back of their minds, but have never really taken the time to connect with you. And this year, they're finally kind of getting out of their comfort zone and looking for alternatives to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. What's the old expression? Necessity is the mother of invention. And so in this circumstance, if you can't find food in one place, you go back and what comes around, you know, what goes around comes around. What was it like when what was food like? What was your discussion of food when you were a kid growing up with your family? What did it seem like? What did you know as a youngster about where food came from?
That's a really good question. I think because I grew up in a rural place, I knew that food didn't come from the supermarket. You know, one of the things that I always loved to do with my mother in the fall was to go pick apples, and we would make pies and things like that. So I think that I had a pretty conventional upbringing. You know, definitely ate my share of junk food and soda, which I don't really eat anymore.
Good.
But things were pretty different back then. It was before, you know, organics really came in to the greater awareness. And but I also had kind of an empathy towards farmers and farm workers and kind of, you know, the people who do the grunt work.
When you say empathy, what do you mean by, if you will, a little more specific about what you mean by the term empathy as it applies to workers on the farm?
Well, just that they work really hard, and I didn't think they were valued highly by the society.
Well, we haven't done that as a matter of policy. The government has made it difficult for us to respect what goes on the farm, because they've incentivized by giving tax breaks to some of these huge outfits. You know, you think the food you buy at Walmart is the same you're going to get on your farm? I mean, how silly is that? But yet that's what people have been taught to think. Okay, I can buy cheap food, crap, junk at Walmart, so okay, that's all right. They don't even know. It is not taught in schools anymore what the value of good nutrition is, and the difference between, let's say, raw milk and milk that's pasteurized to the nth degree and there's no value left to the food. The same thing is true with hydroponics. I mean, we can go, you and I can go on and on and on until the 12th of never with all of these things. So anyway, so is your outreach enough to go to schools and talk to children in school about what goes on your farm?
We, hypothetically, we could. We don't do that right now, but I think that, you know, what I discovered or saw as a CSA farmer for 12 years plus is that when those kids come to the farm to pick up their share with their parents, they really get an education that's so much more meaningful than a guest speaker in a school classroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's part of their life, and they're experiencing it on all different levels. They meet the farmer. There's a, you know, we had kids that we'd see every week, and they know that we're humans.
Uh-huh.
And it's all about the connection.
Yeah. So you have two children. Are they old enough to help, to appreciate, to understand? I'm sure they know the difference between a tomato that's ripe and one that isn't, and other veggies. But how do they, are they old enough to help you out?
Well, my daughter, who is 14, is amazing because she grew up on the farm, and she's actually like the model employee for me now because I don't have to train her. She just knows how to do everything, and it's so amazing. My son is a little bit younger, and he didn't get as much experience on our old farm, so he's a little bit more, you know, not as excited to help out. But they definitely value, you know, the high quality food.
Yeah, my two children were, my daughter was very interested in a lot of things that were going on in the farm and participated. My son was too, until he discovered girls, and that was pretty pretty much the end of that.
My son is only 11, so we're not there yet, hopefully.
All right, well, that's good. Well, good luck to you when he gets to be that age. And if your daughter's 14, you better look out around the corner for that as well. Tracy, welcome. Tracy Hayhurst from Husky Meadows Farm is here. I want to talk about other things. You talked about your culinary background, so I want to know if that helps. You're going to sell things, make a little. A lot of the farms like yours are building little kitchens, and they're baking bread and doing things like that. Let's find out if you're doing that as well as we continue with this inspiration from Tracy Hayhurst down at Husky Meadows Farm in Connecticut. There's a study that I have been referencing since the beginning of the pathogen that causes COVID-19 has been obvious. Scientists are finding out a lot of things when they look at the people who have died or people who have gotten sick. What are they missing? And what more people are missing than anything else is enough vitamin D in their system. There are a couple of ways you can support your immune system. Antioxidants are one way, and vitamin D is the other. And I know from looking at a lot of these studies that vitamin D is the nutrient that every cell in your body needs, it uses. And the best source of vitamin D that I know of right now comes from Purity Products. There's no reason that you should have a shortage of vitamin D in your system with Advanced Vitamin D. That's the product name, Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products. Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3. They also have magnesium, potassium, selenium, zinc, boron, all those good things, great minerals for your immune system. You can try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today. Go online to Purity D, that's PURITYD.com, and order. The first month is $19.95. Not only do you get 1 month of the advanced vitamin D, but you also get ultra pure fish oil, which is a great product from Purity as well, and you get free shipping. So let's go to PurityD.com. I get the bone and muscle support that you need. Free ultra pure omega-3. That's only at PurityD.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated, but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is American paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Continuing on now with our focus on Tracy Hayhurst and what she's doing on her farm in Connecticut. So you have a background. You told us earlier on that you were had cut your teeth sort of on cooking and preparing food. So are you doing that on the farm as well? And what do you do in the off-season?
We do have a baker on staff, and he does a lot of baked goods and prepared foods using our ingredients, our produce. But what we're really excited about is that we are in the development of our a new commercial kitchen on site, and also we have some guest rooms on site. So when that project is finished, we'll be able to invite guests to come stay with us for a weekend basically have a farm-to-table culinary retreat.
Yeah, you can charge people for coming and work. Do you have yurts? I saw some yurts down in Connecticut, and I'm trying to remember where they were. You know what a yurt is?
Yes, we do not have yurts. We've got a couple of guest rooms scattered about the property.
Yeah.
One is an old coop that's been renovated. A couple are in our new facility buildings, nice post and beam barn. That's beautiful.
Mm.
So we're really excited about rolling that out as soon as the building's finished.
So let's go back to funding for a minute, because I wasn't clear. Are you able to do this on your own? Have you gone to the small business loan programs at your bank for farmers, gone to the government? How are you making all of this work, and how do you know you can pay it all back?
A great question. The homeowners are basically the financial backers of this farm.
Yep.
They've been on the property since the late 80s. It was an old dairy farm that they've slowly been kind of converting. We have a beautiful old dairy barn that's been repurposed.
Love those.
It's just a gorgeous property, and they've really invested a lot of the time that it takes to create, beautiful landscaping, and the way it's situated on this hillside with the going down to a pond. It's really a great, it's a beautiful property that visitors, everybody who comes is just so blown away. It just naturally lends itself to having guests come here as a little retreat from, we're only 2.5 hours from New York or Boston.
Yeah.
So we're very well situated to develop a different part of the business.
Let me go to, because we only have a minute or so left, to how you promote this. What are you doing? Is it social media? Are there other ways of promoting what you're doing there so that people in Boston and in New York will know you're there along with the locals?
Right. Social media will be a big thing for us, but creating content and recipes and things like that where people who know about us can share the content with their friends, and there'll be a big marketing push once we're ready to launch.
Sure. All right. Well, I'm going to send people again to your website, huskymeadowsfarm.com. That sounds like a great, the bucolic way you've just described it. Kind of sounds like my farm. If you want to look at my farm, it's easleyfarm.com, by the way. There's a great way of comparing some of these great New England farms and Northeast farms. Also, you can reach out to Tracy at Husky Meadows Farm, either on Instagram or Twitter, etc. Tracy, good to know what's going on down there. Best of luck to you and your children and your family there, making Husky Meadows Farm a success. I'm Doug Steffen. This is your weekly view of what's going on the American Family Farmer Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about our most recent American Family Farmer podcast. You can get these every week. So not only can you listen to the whole hour on hundreds of radio stations around the country here and there from midweek to the weekend, but you can also access the program and the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. For example, the most recent podcast is a focus on an interview and a conversation we had about the fact that Wendy's is running out of beef for its burgers. Why that is, that sort of thing. What about it? And what else are we going to run out of in terms of food? So that information is there for the listening, along with hundreds of other podcasts that go way back to the beginning of this program 4 or 5 years ago. So lots of good things sourced by title and information. This one you'll see is headed by the following headline, Wendy's is running out of burgers. That's the headline on the most recent podcast on the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Now, into my commentary about dealing with COVID-19. I was talking earlier in the broadcast about signing up for the lifeline that's being offered to family farmers. Is it going to be enough? The problem is that the family farmer is lumped into the million-acre commodity crop producers, the big ag industry versus the family farmer. Farms are classified by income. Everything depends on the federal agencies determining who's eligible and under what conditions And that has a lot of farmers pretty worried, as you can imagine. I agree with that concern because of the way the government has handled the bailout, the trade thing with China, and where most of that money went. I don't know about you. I got $89 out of that. And I wasn't complaining because I didn't at the time need it or expect it. But when I saw $250,000 checks going to addresses on Park Avenue in New York and Ocean Avenue in Miami and Palm Beach, I began to wonder what's wrong with this picture. And so are lots of other farmers who become very skeptical about this administration and whether they really have a focus on farming or not, or what their focus, what kind of farming are they focused on. So Congress has pushed along this coronavirus aid. And we now can hopefully have access to a lot of money and a lot of things. There are a lot of words in the bill, but what's the intention and who's going to get the money? The faster you apply for this, the better off you're going to be. So if you can get it done this week, that's what's important. What differentiates, I think, a lot of the definitions here, the farmers who are living and working on the land ought to get the money. That's my opinion based on my experience, and it probably is your opinion based on your experience as well. Why should their money, why should our tax money be going to conglomerates, to big hedge funds, to people who run these commodity markets? What the hell? That's not what this is about. This is about helping small businesses. Thus, the reason that we're dealing with the SBA right now is because farming for us is a small business. It's not a huge multi-billion dollar. If one penny of this money goes to any of these bums on Park Avenue or down in Miami and Palm Beach or wherever they are, 250. I saw one thing, and I talked about it here on this program, where you can look this stuff up. Look at the addresses. Look who got the aid, $250,000 checks to whole families who have stock in some of these big agribusinesses. That's not fair. That's not right. That's not the American way. The American way is to support family farms in crisis. So if you look at the definition the government has, according to the USDA anyway, hopefully they're talking to the SBA, 96% of the 2.2 million agricultural enterprises in our country count as family farms, defined as those enterprises owned and operated by individuals related by blood, marriage, or adoption. So that puts us, however, with the commodity crop producers and some of these other, and it shouldn't be. These other companies shouldn't be entitled to this at all. The average income for all farms in our country today, small farmers, is $43,000 a year. I haven't seen the light of that day for 6 or 7 years, frankly. So let's put our support, let's talk to our congressmen, let's call the SBA, let's be dealing with people in the government to make sure that we, as small family farmers, get our fair share of this money during the COVID-19 commodity problems. The whole thing really needs to be a focus of the small family farmer. That's my opinion. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.